This episode is brought to you by Anna Karen Loves Paper, who wants to remind you to get mushy, get cheesy. It's okay. Tell someone you love them with a card while they're still here. You have these feelings. You should share these feelings with them. Use a card to skip the awkward eye contact. Enter code SDITEPOD at checkout for 11% off and an exclusive Someone Dies in This Elevator pencil to help you craft your message. Do it now. You never know how much time you have left. After all, in this episode, someone dies in this elevator. This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated R. A warning to please take care of yourself. This episode contains alcohol, homophobia, mistreatment of a corpse, transphobia, police corruption, violence, and death in an elevator. Please read the show notes for more information.
There you go, sir. Enjoy your evening. Well, yeah. Thank you very much, Frank. No, thank you, sir. I'm sure.
Hey there, Frank. Slow night?
Tommy, you know it. Busy downstairs, though?
Not busy enough for me. This crowd doesn't believe in a good old-fashioned gratuity.
Old-fashioned? Seems pretty newfangled to me.
Well, I'm young. Everything is old. I noticed.
Yeah, including me. But, you know, you get as old as me, you'll see nothing really changes. Even when it does, strangely enough.
So, how have you been? I haven't seen you in a bit.
I was a little under the weather. Right as rain now, and glad to be back working, you know?
The fellow that got into cover for you? I don't think he'd ever even seen an elevator.
they don't make them like this anymore. I heard there was a big to-do tonight, and let me tell you, I've got rent to pay. Time and tide wait for no man.
Oh, I hear you there. Keeps me behind this desk. So, since it's quiet, I was just wondering when you get off tonight.
Tommy, could you get back here?
Coming! Catch you later?
Yeah. You know where to find me. Yeah, I'm always, here at the elevator. Tommy? Is that you?
Good. The elevator has arrived.
The door isn't open.
Bill, open the door.
Oh. Oh, dear.
What is it, dearest?
Oh, my God. Mother, this man is... I think this man is dead?
Oh, nonsense. I'm sure he's just drunk.
I think he's passed on, actually.
There is a dead man in this elevator. Oh my God, what are we... Are we going to get in trouble?
Oh, shush, Marianne. You didn't even know him.
Mother, he is dead.
Yes, and it's very inconvenient. Is there still room for all of us?
How can you...
I think so. If I just nudge his legs.
I cannot believe I am standing beside a dead man.
I cannot believe you're so obsessed with him.
What is it the chap generally does to make the elevator...
It's that lever. We want the lower level.
You are bloodless. and I can't believe I'm related to you.
Sometimes I'm astounded myself. Bill, please pull the lever.
You're closer.
Bill! Excellent.
Shouldn't we at least tell someone?
Oh, I'm sure they'll find him soon enough.
I feel odd not tipping him.
Well, there's not much point.
You're right, of course, dear.
Of course.
Come along, both of you. It's time for us to be introduced.
There you go now, fellow.
I can't believe you left them in the room.
Well, I can't believe you didn't remind me.
Oh, where do they get off calling that gin?
We are here every weekend, and somehow you're always surprised.
Archibald, my man, do you see a problem here?
If I were to hazard a guess, Philip, I would say that this elevator is lacking something.
Yes, the fellow who greets us and pulls the little lever thing.
Well, oh boy, he seems to be late.
Very late indeed. Well, at least the door is open. Door seems a bit stuck.
Let me try.
What is it stuck on?
Oh, his foot. It's gone and gotten wedged.
All right, you move it and I'll get the door.
Were we on three?
You don't remember?
You're the one with the habit of forgetting things.
Oh, come off it, Archie.
You're right, Pip. Sorry, I went a bit hard there.
No harm done. We'll just pop in and back down.
Do you suppose we should be... I don't know.
Wait, what?
Just doing something about this sack of flesh beneath us.
No, I think he's a bit far gone for the bathtub gin to help. Well done, Archibald.
Do they really make it in bathtubs?
How do you imagine I would know?
It just seems unhygienic.
Frank, why do you have the elevator sitting on three? Frank? Well, since you're here, I'll ride down with you instead of taking the cargo elevator. Smells like last week's ham sandwich. Oh, buddy. One ham sandwich too many, huh? Mind if I light one up then? Thanks. You know, I always liked you. What, you were holding your last tip when the end of days caught up with you? Or is it that one of these assholes didn't notice you were among the dearly departed? I'd bet these two bits that's it. Well, you don't need them anymore, so thanks very much. Guess I should probably head down in the cargo elevator. It smells awful, but it's just the ghost of sandwiches long past, not elevator operators. Not that you're bad company, Frank. Restful, really. I'll just send you on down to the lobby for Tommy to find. That'll take care of that. You understand, right? I can't get caught up in an investigation. See you in the next life, buddy.
Officer, I'm sorry. It's just we've never had any trouble and our papers are in order.
Between you and me, and I'm sure there's nothing to it.
Oh? Nothing to what?
We've been hearing reports of, unnatural nature.
Unnatural?
You know, women dressing as men, getting up to all kinds of trouble. Between us, the chief's daughter's no better than she should be, and he's got a bee in his bonnet about it.
And that means an extra inspection?
Well, like I said, we got reports. I hope there's nothing to it. This has always seemed like a fine, upstanding establishment, and I'm sure you don't have any of those people.
I certainly wouldn't know, sir. Here comes the elevator now. Where would you like to go first?
Are you aware?
Yes, of what?
That there's a dead man in your elevator?
What?
I've seen a thing or two in my time. I'm not wet behind the ears, but this is a first.
Wait, do you mean?
This poor man, just doing his job. And he probably caught wind of some perversion.
Frank is dead? Frank?
And they killed him. Did you see who it was? Was it you?
I wouldn't.
Look, I don't believe for a moment you're shocked. I've heard about places like this, where decent people's lives are worth less than nothing.
Are you real? Who talks like this? Oh God, Frank!
Save the crocodile tears!
Fine. What do you need?
I'll need to examine this man now.
Oh, all right. Just a moment. Let me lock the door. Oh, Frank. I never told you. I'm so sorry, I never said.
Shut it! You aren't fooling me!
I just
can't see how you killed him.
What, do you think I stabbed him with his letter opener? What is this, Agatha Christie?
Who?
Oh, don't you even read?
What are you doing?
You wanted to see downstairs, right?
Wait, not. You can't!
I damn well can. I'm so sorry, Frank.
Wait, there are two of them now.
At least there's someone to open the door.
Do you suppose we'll fit?
Mother!
The Cop, the Clerk, and the Body was written by Evan Tess Murray and directed by Tal Minear. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing, sound design, and mastering by Brad Colbrook. Music by Trace Callahan. Executive produced by Colin J. Kelly and Tal Minear. Starring Sean Howard as Frank, Ezra J. Wayne as Tommy, Michelle Kelly as Eleanor, Rashika Rao as Marianne, Chris Magilton as Bill, Scotty Moore as Philip, Jessica Crimes as Archie, Sierra Doss as Marge, Sean Lenhart as The Cop, with Kristen DiMercurio as Voice from the Back, and Brad Colbrook as Shouting Voice. This episode is brought to you by Anna Karen Loves Paper. Enter code SDITEPOD at checkout for 11% off, and an exclusive Someone Dies in This Elevator pencil to help you craft your message. Get mushy. Get cheesy. It's okay. Tell someone you love them with a card while you still can. Tune in to 13 Podcast for feature-length, atmospheric, spooky stories told on the 13th of each month. Explore an eerie universe of supernatural and occult tales.
But then I saw it. Chelsea was facing me. And so was her reflection.
Hey, what's wrong? Baby, are you okay?
Just then, the power went off. And I heard glass breaking.
Make a sound escape. Soundescape.productions. Thank you for listening.